An online university that started offering classes in Ohio a year ago is now a point of difference in the state budget process, with the House stripping recognition for Western Governors University and the Senate bringing it back.
In America and across the globe, technology is rapidly changing the jobs landscape. In Ohio, we've been working to better align education to help more people get on a path to a good job. That's why we're proud that WGU is now a partner in our state.
That's former Governor John Kasich in an ad for Western Governors University, a nonprofit, all-online university founded in 1997 by governors of 19 states. Kasich personally championed bringing WGU to Ohio in his last year in office, saying it was a higher education path for adult learners with busy lives. WGU has 3,300 Ohio students enrolled in bachelor's and master's programs in four areas: business, primary education, information technology, and health. Laura Rush of Columbus got her MBA in healthcare management from WGU.
If you've got five kids at home and you need to do this after they go to bed at night, then that's perfectly doable. If you're working 8 to 5 and you want to do it in the morning before you go to work, it's all there available for you. So it's really set up, I think, for working adults who are trying to work this into everything else going on in their life.
But in a move that some found surprising, the House version of the budget stripped accreditation from WGU at the end of this year. Republican Representative Jay Edwards says WGU is competing with online institutions that have been in Ohio for years. And Edwards says there are online offerings from Ohio's established public and private colleges and universities, some of which are seeing lower enrollment numbers.
We felt like this was a duplication of effort without folks that have invested in Ohio, whereas the state and other institutions have a vested interest in Ohio for many, many years. We don't think it's right to create that competition with someone that's not invested in the state.
And Edwards says in-state WGU students are eligible for basic aid for low-income students called Ohio College Opportunity Grants. And there was concern that WGU would also try to get other state funding.
There was also a push, and we think there was going to continue to be a push for them to get their hands on some of the OCOG dollars. So we were worried about that, too, because that does take directly away from our institutions.
A spokesman for WGU says in-state students do get some state grants and also OCOG money. But OCOG money is not available to out-of-state students at any online university. And the spokesman says WGU does not get state share of instruction, or SSI, funding, which is only for public community colleges and universities. There was nothing related to WGU in the Senate version of the budget, meaning the school could continue. So the conference committee will have to work that out. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.